I've sat on, you know, meetings with parents where, you know, we're giving, you know, they get the report from the psychologist and the child is, you know, diagnosed with dyslexia, and my heart, you know, breaks with them, because it's, you know, your child is going to be struggling in school for a long time. But it wasn't until my son was diagnosed just a few years ago is when I totally like had a aha moment, or my brain exploded with all this new information that I did not know. I just want change. I want, you know, as I said, you do better when you know better. And I just need to get that message out. I had no clue about any of this a few years ago. And that's my goal, is to spread awareness.
Hello and welcome to the Qualified Tutor Podcast, the podcast that brings you the latest in the world of tutoring, edtech, and education, and hopefully inspires in you the big change that each and every one of us is capable of. Qualified Tutor is an industry-leading tutor training organization and online tutoring community for thousands of tutors around the world. This podcast is the voice of this community, where we aim to hear from tutors, teachers, entrepreneurs, coaches, business experts, students, tutorpreneurs, and more from the world of tutoring about what inspires them every day, how they can help tutors like you, and what they've learned about tutoring along the way. The question is, what will you learn today?
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Qualified Tutor Podcast. My name is Ludo Miller, the host of this podcast. Welcome back to regular listeners. Welcome to any of you for whom this is your first time listening to the Qualified Tutor Podcast. And of course, a huge welcome to today's guest, Melanie Brathore. Now, Melanie, just before we get into the conversation with you, I'd like to give listeners a little background to you so that they know where you're coming from and so that I can really beat the drum for you, because I'm sure you'll be too modest to do that yourself. So Melanie is the founder of Decoding Dyslexia Quebec, which is a wonderful organization that's spreading awareness around dyslexia and generally flying the flag for all those students who struggle with reading and the way it's taught in schools, and crucially, those parents and caregivers who in turn may struggle with that environment. And Melanie has a powerful story to tell, from her background as a classroom teacher of 18 years to the present day, to being the mother of a child diagnosed with dyslexia, to finding out that there was little by way of support and information online for parents of children with dyslexia, which is going to tell us a little bit more about how Decoding Dyslexia came about. And today, Melanie has kindly accepted the invitation to share that story with you. So listen in carefully, because I'm sure there will be learnings at every step of the way. So welcome, Melanie. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. This is my first real official podcast, so I'm very excited.
Official. Maybe we can get into what other kind of unofficial.
Okay, maybe it is my first podcast.
You don't need to dress it up like that. That's okay. So it's Monday the 14th of March. I'm recording. What's giving you reasons to smile this Monday, Melanie?
Well, I'm excited to be here, as I said, and any chance I get to talk about dyslexia and just spread awareness about it makes me very happy. So that's why I'm in a great mood, and I'm happy to be here.
Wonderful. So let's dive into that first question, because it's going to allow you to talk about the thing that you'd like to talk about, which is dyslexia, and it's going to allow our listeners to find out either a little bit more if they're not kind of experts or work in the field of dyslexia, or to really take their practice further if they are those who work in the field. So, Melanie, the first question is, what is your why as an educator?
Well, I always wanted to be a teacher for the longest time. Even when I did camps when I was a teenager, I knew that I wanted to be a teacher. And I went to McGill University in Montreal. I'm in my 18th year of teaching, and I have always been in special ed. I taught special programs. And I always felt I knew enough about dyslexia. But it wasn't until my son was diagnosed just a few years ago is when I totally like had a aha moment, or my almost my brain exploded with all this new information that I did not know. And so that's my why. He's my why. And my goal is to spread awareness about dyslexia, of what I've learned. I'm a teacher, as I said, and I was in special ed, but I didn't know what I knew now. But my saying moving forward is you do better when you know better. And now I know better. And I'm trying to spread as much awareness about dyslexia, not only to parents, but to my colleagues, to anybody who will listen. And I think I don't think I necessarily have a unique story. It seems to be that many teachers or many parents who have a child with dyslexia, they learn so much from their child and they want to do the best they can to support them. And I've done incredible things in the past few years because of my son Benjamin. And that's my why, and my goal is to help any parents and to spread awareness, as I said, to the teachers who are teaching these 1 in 5 kids in their class.
Well, I mean, maybe that final point there is the reason behind the question I'm about to ask, which is why did you set up Decoding Dyslexia Quebec? Where did that come from?
Well, when I was looking at, as soon as my son was diagnosed, I knew he was dyslexic. I knew in kindergarten. But unfortunately, here in Quebec, and I think there's other places as well, they always say you need to have we can only diagnose at the end of grade 2 or the beginning of grade 3. And I know many places they can diagnose, around 5, 5 and a half years. And I've heard many different things. So as a teacher, I thought I knew enough, as I mentioned before, and I watched a dyslexia one-on-one video after he was diagnosed. I still was learning about dyslexia, but that my husband and I were going on like a rampage of learning as much as we can about dyslexia. And that's when I learned, I heard about decoding dyslexia, decoding dyslexia in the States. They have one in every state and now in 7 provinces. And I went to those sites to get a lot of information. They were super helpful. And there's a lot of wonderful organizations besides Decoding Dyslexia. And I just remember thinking, well, here I am. I just found out, my son is officially diagnosed with dyslexia. I thought I knew enough. I'm a teacher, but I didn't. So I contacted Decoding Dyslexia. I saw that they didn't have one in Quebec. And they were very helpful. They helped me create the logo, and I met with others. And mine is just right now a Facebook page, but I share resources and information. I do get a lot of questions from parents asking me, what can I do for my child? And that's why I wanted to start it up, because I thought, if you're not a teacher, you don't have any background in education, you don't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. And I do know now what to do, because I've learned so much in the past few years. So that was really my goal, is to help others who maybe don't have any background. And most parents don't, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine that must get kind of thrown upon you. I mean, even there, you were saying that you thought you knew before your Benjamin was officially diagnosed. But I mean, it must happen a great deal that's kind of thrown upon parents kind of fairly suddenly, is it?
Yes. Well, we can see that there are signs, and it depends on the professional, it depends on where you're at, whether they can diagnose or not. We went privately. He was diagnosed at the age of 8, almost 9. And, it's hard when you don't want your children to struggle at all. You want to help them. And I mean, to think about school, you're reading almost in every single subject. You need to learn how to read, and they're doing something so difficult. Dyslexia is on a continuum, so you can have, mild, moderate to severe. My son is severely dyslexic. And despite having a mom who's, I'm a resource teacher, and helping him, when he was in kindergarten, he had a lot of support at home, and he still struggles. So I just my heart breaks for parents who are going through this, because I've sat on, you know, meetings with parents where, you know, we're giving, you know, they get the report from the psychologist and the child is, you know, diagnosed with dyslexia. My heart, you know, breaks with them, because it's, you know, your child is going to be struggling in school for a long time. And without the proper interventions early on and the you know, specialized teaching that they need, it's really hard.
So how can you give us a little bit more information about how you do help parents understand their child's diagnoses? In what ways does Decoding Dyslexia, whether it's Decoding Dyslexia Quebec or other Decoding Dyslexia organizations, how do they help parents?
Well, it's really the information. So if you don't know anything about dyslexia, you can contact, if you're, you know, in a state, you know, you contact your state's Decoding Dyslexia, for example, and they can guide you in, you know, certain areas. They can give you resources. Many of them are so huge that they have members. Right now, I'm just like a one-woman show on Facebook. I'm hoping to expand it more. I only started it last year. But in some states, they're changing legislation. I know in Ontario, there's something called the Right to Read, and they're really making changes, hopefully, in the education system as well and the faculty of education. And right now, parents have contacted me and they ask, you know, what can I do? What kind of intervention they need? And I always tell them they need a structured literacy approach based on the science of reading. And the gold standard for any dyslexic is the Orton-Gilliam approach. I am trained in the Orton-Gilliam approach. That's what I said when I learned my son was diagnosed with dyslexia. I decided to take a 60-hour course in Orton-Gilliam, and I did that. And you know, I'm doing a practicum right now, and you do what you have to do to help your child, because unfortunately, in schools, the teachers are not trained, and it's no fault of their own. I wasn't trained either. It's just, that's my why is here I am. I'm a teacher who loves to learn. I do a lot of PD, like, you know, I love taking professional development, and I never learned any of this. So it's just a matter of spreading awareness of those evidence-based interventions that these students need. And it doesn't only help them, but it helps everybody in the class. So it has to come from, I don't know, the Faculty of Education, Ministry of Education. And so that's kind of my, going back to my why. And Decoding Dyslexia Quebec is, you know, I share a lot of the other Decoding Dyslexias in the States and in the provinces as well, as to, you know, you can take this workshop or webinar or, you know, this, and a lot of them are free and fantastic for parents and for teachers.
And flipping this kind of on its head a little bit, how can we help students understand their own diagnoses?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I know some parents who didn't tell their child that they were dyslexic, and I really had a hard time understanding why. I just remember when my husband and I were like, okay, he has a diagnosis of dyslexia. He had a few other things too. He had dysgraphia, the written piece of as well. He had a mild language disorder and inattentive ADD. So he had a lot going on for an 8-year-old little guy. And he severely dyslexic, to the point where, you know, a simple three-letter word, he would, you know, have to, you know, decode. But my son has an amazing spatial intelligence, and he makes Rubik's mosaics out of Rubik's cubes. And he is an amazing, I don't even know how he does it. We just watch him and we're in awe, yet he has such a hard time just reading a simple little word. And so we really celebrated his strengths, and we celebrated the strength. We said, Benjamin, you know, your brain is amazing. You can do all these amazing things with these Rubik's cubes, but you know, your brain works differently because, you know, processes language and reading differently. And when we told them, we showed a fantastic video from the British Dyslexia Association, and it's called Seeing Dyslexia Differently. It's a 2 to 3 minute video, and it's animated. And it was Benjamin to a T. It was just explained dyslexia so well. And we showed him that video. And after he said it, my husband and I laughed afterwards. He goes, "I'm the chosen one." And we go, "Well, you're not quite the chosen one." And my husband and I like built it up that, you know, you have this amazing brain, you have dyslexia, it's your superpower even. And we see that hashtag a lot, dyslexia is my superpower, because a lot of people are saying that, you know, dyslexic has amazing skills. A lot of entrepreneurs are dyslexic, you know, Richard Branson, so many amazing people say that they're dyslexic. So there's even a book called The Dyslexic Advantage as well. So when we told Benjamin, I felt like it was a weight off his shoulders, in the sense that he knew why reading was so hard and that he has also this amazing strength. So I would just say to parents, it's so important to give them that reason why they're having such difficulty, because they often think, you know, they're maybe, you know, not intelligent, or they're dumb or stupid. And when we told him, it was almost like a weight lifted off his shoulders. It is hard for him still. It's hard for us. It's a real, I call it our dyslexic journey. Even though I'm not dyslexic, for him, it's been a struggle. And I just told him that you're going to always have to try a little bit harder, but you're really resilient, and you're so, you know, you have perseverance as well.
That is such a fantastic bank of resources you've drawn upon there, Melanie. I mean, it's clear that you have done a great amount of reading and watching and consuming of the kind of literature around dyslexia. You know, you said you were fascinated in professional development. We love to hear that around here. That's what we're all about. And Julia Silver, the founder of Qualified Tutor, you know, she always talks about how, you know, when she was pregnant and when she was having her children, she was just reading about pregnancy and childhood, and she was going to classes, and she was, you know, leveling up as a mother. And I think that the fact that that applies to all areas of life is really powerful. And I think you are the greatest demonstration, Melanie, of someone, you know, seeing what is around them, seeing the hand that life has played them, and really diving into that and jumping in with both feet and learning about it and helping others who are in the same situation. It's incredibly impressive and very heartwarming. So, you know, Melanie mentioned there that Seeing Dyslexia Differently video that helped Benjamin kind of change the way he saw himself, and Dyslexic Advantage, the book that was released. Both of those resources will be in the show notes on whatever podcasting app that you're listening on. They'll be in the notes below. So do follow up after this, because if this is the first time you've thought about dyslexia in this way, then let this be the start of the journey, not kind of, you know, I've listened to this one podcast and that's me. That's me kind of done. And on that same theme, Melanie, both for those listeners out there for whom, you know, understanding dyslexia is new to them, and also for those who feel they know about dyslexia, including myself, I feel like I know a lot more about dyslexia than I did 2 years ago when I first started this podcast. But what are some of the common misconceptions around dyslexia that you still see in society today?
Well, I think it's a lot of the times, you know, they're not motivated, they're lazy. And, you know, I read something the other day that, you know, their brains are working 5 times harder than anybody doing the same literacy task as them. And I could see that, because I don't know about you, but if I was really not great at something and I had to do it over and over and over again, it would be hard to be motivated to do that. It would be hard to keep pushing through. But when you're in, you know, you're a little 8-year-old, 9-year-old, 11-year-old, you have to be reading and writing every single day. And I want to, you know, teachers especially, to know that they're trying their best. When I say that I worked with him and, you know, we did spelling tests, and on a side note, there's no point in spelling tests, by the way, but, or randomly, just random words that you have to remember for the week. We would be spending so much time during the week, like it would be incredible. And he would get 0 on 10, and it would just break your heart, because it's not about lack of effort or trying. It's just their brains process it differently. And I think a lot of people think, you know, seeing letters backwards, I get that question a lot, you know, do they have dyslexia? They're reversing their letters, and, you know, they're putting a B or D or P or Q. And it's really about that. Let's look at a grade three or grade four student who has dyslexia. They're not proficient readers. They're not proficient writers. They're actually like mimicking a grade one student who's just learning how to, you know, write and read. So if you see that, it's just because they haven't, I guess, permanently mapped into their brain that this is, you know, the letter, you know, D or B. And I don't know if you've seen that poster. It's pretty neat that, you know, you take a, you know, it's a picture of a chair and you turn the chair over, it's still a chair, and you turn it the other way, it's still a chair, and it's still a chair. So these kids just need, you know, explicit instruction as to, and lots of repetitions for, you know, to say that this is the formation of the B and this is the formation of D. But in their head, it looks all the same if you turn it around, right? So, and my number one thing is, you know, celebrate their strengths. As I said, you know, that's what we did with my son, Benjamin. You know, if we never gave him that Rubik's Cube, we would never have known he would be able to do this amazing thing. And maybe he's a musician as well and got to get him a guitar, but I have no musical talent whatsoever.
That's and, a piece of professional development.
yeah. And I think if you're a teacher, you know, celebrate their strengths as well. Find out what they're good at. And there's a lot of misconceptions. I'm trying to think of what else, but, you know, they're definitely just their brain. It's a language-based disorder, and it affects many areas, and they have, no two dyslexics are the same. They have so many different strengths. And as you said, The Dyslexic Advantage, that's a fantastic book as well. That was one of the first ones I read too. And Overcoming Dyslexia by Sally Schewitz as well is a great read too, if you ever, you know, want to learn more about dyslexia.
I certainly do. If you're talking to me, Melanie, and if you're talking to our audience, then I'm sure many of them do too. So there's another resource to go and check out, Overcoming Dyslexia by Sally Schewitz. So, Melanie, this is, there's so much to go off here, and I think, you know, you're just starting to give people an idea of what to look out for, because for many of the those in our listener base, you know, they will be independent tutors or you know, these private tutors who may find themselves working with a child with dyslexia or may have, you know, actively sought to work in that space. So I think it's really key to understand these misconceptions, because, you know, firstly, misconceptions are so prevalent and they get kind of shared around because they seem to fit, they seem to make sense, but actually we need to work doubly as hard to ensure that those misconceptions are understood and are kind of reversed. And I think that idea that children with dyslexia are lazy is probably the core and most common example of that, is that was seen as part of what being dyslexic meant. And that's really been worked hard on. And I think that's probably, you know, the prime example of a misconception of dyslexia. So it's amazing to hear about those other ones. And also to be aware that their brains are working much harder when it comes to some, you know, those things that neurotypical students find very easy, like reading a book or reading a maths question. So thank you so much for sharing that. I want to ask as well, what's next for you? What's next for Melanie Brathor?
I'm hoping to be able to do more. Whether it's a podcast or so, I'm actually going to be doing a presentation with all the resource teachers at my school board about dyslexia and the science of reading, and I'm hoping that, you know, the message is going to go to them and they're going to share it with their schools. And slowly and, you know, with time, people will learn more about dyslexia and what these kids need in terms of the right intervention and early intervention. I went on Twitter for the first time, and that seems to be a fantastic space for, you know, all about literacy and dyslexia too. And I'm hoping that my Decoding Dyslexia Facebook page will become a little bit maybe more impactful as other decoding dyslexias in the States and the other provinces as well. I just want change. I want, you know, as I said, you do better when you know better, and I just need to get that message out I had no clue about any of this a few years ago. And that's my goal, is to spread awareness and get the message out that, you know, one in five, it really depends on the organization, but most of the time it's one in five. And we have these students in our classrooms as adults. There are adults in every workplace that have dyslexia as well. And we just have to support them in whatever way we can.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping to, my name will be out there in terms of spreading awareness as much as I can.
Awesome. Well, taking part in your first podcast is hopefully a great step for that. So if you're listening to this and you want to join in Melanie's project in spreading the awareness of dyslexia, then you have two primary ways to do that. The first is to head to facebook.com/decodingdyslexiaquebec, and you can get to know Melanie there, and I'm sure the other members of that community, and you can share this podcast, share it to anyone who you think may not know about dyslexia but perhaps should, or anyone who is actively seeking out more resources around dyslexia. So please do share this podcast, and please do, if you'd like, head to rate this podcast / qualified tutor podcast, ratethispodcast.com/qualified tutor podcast to leave a little review for the show, leave a review for Melanie, because Melanie will be a podcasting star within the next 2 to 5 years. And you can say, I heard her here first on the Qualified Tutor podcast. Melanie, your son Benjamin has just got home. I will not take up any more of your time. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a really thorough conversation around dyslexia, and I hope you enjoyed it.
I did. I hope I'm going to listen to it for sure, and I'll be my own critic. But I was a little nervous, but I'm sure you're going to edit it well.
Let's hope so. You listeners have got the advantage of listening to the final cut. But it's really amazing to hear this, and I think that's part of why I'm so lucky to host this podcast, is to speak to people like you, Melanie, you know, halfway across the world, based, yeah. You know, in Quebec, where we're here in London. You know, that's amazing what we've been allowed to do over the past kind of 2 years. We shall have you back on soon, Melanie, but very much keep in touch within the community and obviously in your Facebook group. And we'll see all of you listeners for the next episode. Thank you so much for listening, and cheerio.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Qualified Tutor podcast. Whether you're a regular listener of this podcast or you've just stumbled across it, join the Qualified Tutor podcast group within the Qualified Tutor community to stay up to date with our latest news, offers, workshops, and of course, simply to meet other tutors like you. Whatever your level as a tutor, our training courses will be the next step in your professional development. Visit qualifiedtutor.org/training to find out more about our CPD accredited and Ofqual recognised courses, the first of their kind in the tutoring industry. Your student deserves the best tutor possible. Make that happen today by joining Qualified Tutor.org.